go to Andro400.com, Andro400.com, or call 888-400-0435, 888-400-0435.
Deputy Attorney General Rod Rosenstein says members of the U.S. House Freedom Caucus are engaging in attempted extortion. USA Radio Network's Washington correspondent Chris Barnes has more.
The caucus has been pushing for the release of Justice Department documents dealing with the Russia probe and the investigation into Hillary Clinton's email server. And a document leaked by the caucus indicates they're looking into the possible impeachment of Rosenstein, who tells Fox News,
"I just don't have anything to say about documents like that, that nobody has the courage to put their name on and that they leak in that way. But I can tell you the Department of Justice is not going to be extorted."
For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
News out of the White House today, Ty Cobb, the lead White House lawyer handling the president's response to the Russia investigation, is set to leave his post at the end of May. That's according to White House spokesman Sarah Huckabee Sanders. Sanders said for several weeks, Ty Cobb has been discussing his retirement, and last week he let Chief of Staff Kelly know he would retire at the end of this month. This is USA Radio News.
The following update is for drivers who pay too much for car insurance due to DUIs, DWIs, tickets, or anything else. Our company specializes in low-cost SR22 auto insurance. We know that mistakes happen and offer free quotes for very affordable auto insurance meant specifically for you, the overpaying high-risk driver. The quote is free and we'll handle the filing so you can start saving money. Call 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725.
Keza Dom had her prom like many high school Americans did last weekend, and she is receiving a lot of flack for a dress she wore. She wore a traditional Chinese dress to her prom. She explains how she chose that dress.
For prom, I decided to go to a vintage shop in downtown Salt Lake. I was looking for a dress that had a modest neckline and was unique. And the second I saw this dress, I was immediately drawn to it and its beauty, and I bought it. The night of prom, I got multiple compliments from strangers and even from teachers and administrators, my friends. When I posted it on Twitter the day after with the simple caption prom, that was when I started getting some responses. And I wasn't expecting it quite exactly, so it caught me by surprise.
She was also asked if she was trying to make fun of the Chinese culture or heritage.
We were not mocking Chinese culture. In fact, we were referring to a famous YouTuber from H3H3 Productions.
U.S. agencies are unprepared when it comes to protecting the public from disease carried by mosquitoes, ticks, and fleas. That's according to a new report by the Center for Disease Control and Prevention. Over 80% of pest control organizations lack the capacity to handle increasing rates of a new disease carried by a growing number of infected mosquitoes, ticks, and fleas. The CDC said these organizations require improvement in one or more five, quote, core competencies, such as testing for pesticide resistance. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
USA Radio News.
A Southwest Airlines plane flying from Chicago to New Jersey landed safely today in Cleveland after one of its windows cracked. Southwest is working on getting the 76 passengers rebooked on a later flight to New Jersey. Today, Mike Pompeo was sworn in as Secretary of State. He delivered remarks earlier today at the State Department.
Mr. President, I always want to say thank you to you.
You have entrusted me with a weighty and awesome responsibility to serve the American people, first as the Director of the CIA and now as the Secretary of State. This responsibility becomes more sobering when we consider the many threats to American security and prosperity and our liberty. Mr. President, I promise you, my team and I will be unrelenting in confronting those threats.
The two black men arrested at Starbucks settled with the city of Philadelphia for $1 each and a city pledge for $200,000 for young entrepreneurs. This is USA Radio News.
Listen to what Dave Ryan says about Andro 400.
Andro 400, I really love it. It's amazing to me that I feel so good. I've lost 50 pounds. I was a size 38 waist. I've gone down to a 32 waist. My mood has changed. I don't get stressed out. It gave me so much more energy. Energy to walk. Energy to play sports. Everything is starting to work again. It feels like I'm 25. My wife is happy. I'm so happy. I'm just a completely different man. I'm taking this stuff to the grave with me.
Men, have you lost energy and gained belly fat? Are you feeling stressed out? Fight back with Andro 400, the safe, natural, and inexpensive way to increase your testosterone. For over a decade, Andro 400 has helped men lose belly fat, gain energy, and feel 20 years younger. Go to Andro400.com, Andro400.com, or call 888-400-0435, 888-400-0435.
Deputy Attorney General Rod Rosenstein says members of the U.S. House Freedom Caucus are engaging in attempted extortion. USA Radio Network's Washington correspondent Chris Barnes has more.
The caucus has been pushing for the release of Justice Department documents dealing with the Russia probe and the investigation into Hillary Clinton's email server, and a document leaked by the caucus indicates they're looking into the possible impeachment of Rosenstein, who tells Fox News,
"I just don't have anything to say about documents like that, that nobody has the courage to put their name on and that they leak in that way, but I can tell you the Department of Justice is not going to be extorted."
For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
News out of the White House today, Ty Cobb, the lead White House lawyer handling the president's response to the Russia investigation, is set to leave his post at the end of May. That's according to White House spokesman Sarah Huckabee Sanders. Sanders said for several weeks, Ty Cobb has been discussing his retirement, and last week he let Chief of Staff Kelly know he would retire at the end of this month. This is USA Radio News.
The following update is for drivers who pay too much for car insurance due to DUIs, DWIs, tickets, or anything else. Our company specializes in low-cost SR22 auto insurance. We know that mistakes happen and offer free quotes for very affordable auto insurance meant specifically for you, the overpaying high-risk driver. The quote is free and we'll handle the filing so you can start saving money. Call 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725.
Keza Dom had her prom like many high school Americans did last weekend, and she is receiving a lot of flack for a dress she wore. She wore a traditional Chinese dress to her prom. She explains how she chose that dress.
For prom, I decided to go to a vintage shop in downtown Salt Lake. I was looking for a dress that had a modest neckline and was unique. And the second I saw this dress, I was immediately drawn to it and its beauty, and I bought it. The night of prom, I got multiple compliments from strangers and even from teachers and administrators, my friends. When I posted it on Twitter the day after with the simple caption prom, that was when I started getting some responses. And I wasn't expecting it quite exactly, so it caught me by surprise.
She was also asked if she was trying to make fun of the Chinese culture or heritage.
We were not mocking Chinese culture. In fact, we were referring to a famous YouTuber from H3H3 Productions.
U.S. agencies are unprepared when it comes to protecting the public from disease carried by mosquitoes, ticks, and fleas. That's according to a new report by the Center for Disease Control and Prevention. Over 80% of pest control organizations lack the capacity to handle increasing rates of a new disease carried by a growing number of infected mosquitoes, ticks, and fleas. The CDC said these organizations require improvement in one or more of five, quote, core competencies, such as testing for pesticide resistance. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
And welcome to another edition of Modern Design. My name is Richard Scuderi. Our program is all about design in the tri-state area and wonderful things you could do to improve your home. We did have some technical difficulties last week, and I'm working them out this week. I'm told by the previous DJ that we're having a little bit of technical difficulties again, not in the audio side, but in the video side, so we'll get that working. I know many of you watch the program now on Facebook Live. So I am going to go do the weather, and we will start our show, and hopefully the video will follow. Let's start by looking at today's warm weather. And okay, the National Weather Service is telling me currently it is 86 degrees. We're not used to 86, are we? It says now there's a red weather alert. That's easy to say. Now until 9 p.m. Wednesday, there's a red flag warning. I don't know what that means. So this afternoon, sunny with a high of 87. Tonight, it's mostly clear with a low of 59. On Thursday, patchy fog, then slight chance of thunderstorms with a high of 88. Thursday night, 20% chance of thunderstorm with a low of 64. On Friday, there's a 40% chance of thunderstorms with a high of 87. Friday night, thunderstorms with a low of 60. On Saturday, partly cloudy with a high of 76 degrees. Saturday night, mostly cloudy with a low of 53. Well, my name is Richard Scuderi. Our program is called Modern Design. We meet here in studio every Wednesday live and bring you wonderful things on design, the best things that you could do. and how you make your home terrific. So we're going to take a couple of commercial announcements, and then we're going to make sure we sync up with the Facebook Live. I'm going to open our phone lines today so you can ask some questions. For those of you who want to call in and are in audio right now into the site, you can call 908-237-0410, 908-237-0410.
Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
Hey, Pat, did you know between the two of us, we know how to screw in a light bulb?
Come on, Steve. We can do better than that. Well, at least I can. Tell you what, you sit there and look pretty, and I'll fix it.
Listen to you, big guy. Better yet, let's get everyone to listen to Home Sweet Home with me, Steve Bailey, Inspector with Brass Tack Home Inspections.
And I'm Pat Gregory, Handyman Extraordinaire with Taskman Home Improvements, every Friday at 11 a.m. Or you can go to our archives and get access to over 50 podcasts. We cover the basement to the attic and everything in between.
You can even call us at 908-237-0410 during our radio program about our home improvement projects. Remember, Home Sweet Home, every Friday at 11 on Hunterdon Chamber Radio.
From the basement to the attic, you're listening to Steve and Patrick. Home sweet home.
Are you struggling to find the right person to stay in a critical role in your company? Trying to attract and retain millennials? Regional Personnel is your staffing solution. Located in Lebanon, New Jersey, Regional Personnel is an ASA-certified, privately held staffing and recruiting firm providing you with everything from temporary to permanent employees. As ASA-certified professionals, we employ the latest tools and techniques to find, screen, and present to you the best talent that fits your needs. The result? Access to top talent in the shortest time with the lowest chance of turnover. We guarantee it. So call Regional today at 908-534-8113 or visit us on the web at regionalpersonnel.com.
Everybody over there!
Get on up!
Everybody out there!
Get into it!
Everybody right there!
Get involved!
Everybody, you!
Did you know? The Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce has over 20 active committees that you can participate in. Committees range from focus on business and government to economic development to events like our annual business expo. Contact the Chamber for more information today at 908-782-7115 or email us at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. The Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
Okay, this is Richard Scuderi with Modern Design. Our topic today happens to be branching out, which is using wonderful branches and what we see in nature to make your home as beautiful as it can be. I'm going to do an early news. We're working on the computer issue now, so we'll also be on Facebook. So I'm going to take an early news, and then we'll run straight through the show. So a lot more of Modern Design after the news.
USA Radio News.
A Southwest Airlines plane flying from Chicago to New Jersey landed safely today in Cleveland after one of its windows cracked. Southwest is working on getting the 76 passengers rebooked on a later flight to New Jersey. Today, Mike Pompeo was sworn in as Secretary of State. He delivered remarks earlier today at the State Department.
Mr. President, I always want to say thank you to you. You have entrusted me with a weighty and awesome responsibility to serve the American people, first as the director of the CIA and now as the Secretary of State. This responsibility becomes more sobering when we consider the many threats to American security and prosperity and our liberty. Mr. President, I promise you, my team and I will be unrelenting in confronting those threats.
The two black men arrested at Starbucks settled with the city of Philadelphia for $1 each, and a city pledge for $200,000 for young entrepreneurs. This is USA Radio News.
Listen to what Dave Ryan says about Andro 400.
Andro 400, I really love it. It's amazing to me that I feel so good. I've lost 50 pounds. I was a size 38 waist. I've gone down to a 32 waist. My mood has changed. I don't get stressed out. It gave me so much more energy. Energy to walk. Energy to play sports. Everything is starting to work again. It feels like I'm 25. My wife is happy. I'm so happy. I'm just a completely different man. I'm taking this stuff to the grave with me.
Men, have you lost energy and gained belly fat? Are you feeling stressed out? Fight back with Andro 400, the safe, natural, and inexpensive way to increase your testosterone. For over a decade, Andro 400 has helped men lose belly fat, gain energy, and feel 20 years younger. Go to andro400.com. Andro400.com or call 888-400-0435. 888-400-0435.
Deputy Attorney General Rod Rosenstein says members of the U.S. House Freedom Caucus are engaging in attempted extortion. USA Radio Network's Washington correspondent Chris Barnes has more.
The caucus has been pushing for the release of Justice Department documents dealing with the Russia probe and the investigation into Hillary Clinton's email server, and a document leaked by the caucus indicates they're looking into the possible impeachment of Rosenstein, who tells Fox News,
I just don't have anything to say about documents like that, that nobody has the courage to put their name on and that they leak in that way, but I can tell you the Department of Justice is not going to be extorted.
For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
News out of the White House today, Ty Cobb, the lead White House lawyer handling the president's response to the Russia investigation, is set to leave his post at the end of May. That's according to White House spokesman Sarah Huckabee Sanders. Sanders said for several weeks, Ty Cobb has been discussing his retirement, and last week he let Chief of Staff Kelly know he would retire at the end of this month. This is USA Radio News.
The following update is for drivers who pay too much for car insurance due to DUIs, DWIs, tickets, or anything else. Our company specializes in low-cost SR22 auto insurance. We know that mistakes happen and offer free quotes for very affordable auto insurance meant specifically for you, the overpaying high-risk driver. The quote is free and we'll handle the filing so you can start saving money. Call 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725.
Keza Dom had her prom like many high school Americans did last weekend, and she is receiving a lot of flack for a dress she wore. She wore a traditional Chinese dress to her prom. She explains how she chose that dress.
For prom, I decided to go to a vintage shop in downtown Salt Lake. I was looking for a dress that had a modest neckline and was unique. And the second I saw this dress, I was immediately drawn to it and its beauty, and I bought it. The night of prom, I got multiple compliments from strangers and even from teachers and administrators, my friends. When I posted it on Twitter the day after with the simple caption prom, that was when I started getting some responses. And I wasn't expecting it quite exactly, so it caught me by surprise.
She was also asked if she was trying to make fun of the Chinese culture or heritage.
We were not mocking Chinese culture. In fact, we were referring to a famous YouTuber from H3H3 Productions.
U.S. agencies are unprepared when it comes to protecting the public from disease carried by mosquitoes, ticks, and fleas. That's according to a new report by the Center for Disease Control and Prevention. Over 80% of pest control organizations lack the capacity to handle increasing rates of a new disease carried by a growing number of infected mosquitoes, ticks, and fleas. The CDC said these organizations require improvement in one or more five, quote, core competencies, such as testing for pesticide resistance. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
And good afternoon, folks. Now we're all synced up, which is a good thing. We'll work straight through today so you don't miss any of Modern Design. A couple of issues. A lot of people in the studio using the new Facebook platform. You can always listen to Modern Design if you go to the website, which is www.huntertonchamberradio.com, and then click on the Modern Design button. We are live every Wednesday as we are on Facebook. And there's hundreds of podcasts for the 4 years that I've been here that you can listen to. But now that we have the platform of Facebook Live, you can watch Modern Design, which is kind of another element, another level of the show. past 2 weeks we've been having some issues, but I think we're all on track now. Our topic today happens to be branching out. If you follow me on social media, you know it starts on Sunday with my idea of the week and my inspiration, and that is the beautiful weather is bringing out the most gorgeous branches I've ever seen. And using these branches in decorating, as I have been doing this week. One of the things I do at Maven Hill Designs, besides decorating, is sometimes I do a little bit of decorating for events. So I was working on an event last week, and I decided instead of using flowers, we can do it all in seasonal branches. Well, it was just amazing. I got so many compliments on my work that I decided that this week was going to be about branching out. Before it gets too hot and everything's on the ground, it has been particularly cold this March, so our blooms were particularly gorgeous when they happened this year. So I did go to the internet. I did go to the people at Rutgers Landscaping. I did go to Hyonas Greenhouses and ask them, give me some different branches, things that people can buy, take out of their yard, and or go and buy in a floral shop and do beautiful arrangements, arrangements at their front entrance. I think fresh flowers at a front entrance are lovely, on a kitchen table, on a dining room table, on a sideboard. Lots of places are perches. Maybe on your mantle, you do something on your mantle. They have a lot of height to bring some branches into it. So I'm going to go to the most popular, maybe some of them you're interested in, maybe some of them you've never heard of before. And then we're going to talk about bases, what you can put them in, and how to make them wonderful. So the first one on the list was, of course, the most popular, and that's the flowering cherry branch. And I want to talk about cherry blossoms in particular. Growing up as a kid, we did go down 1 year in March to Washington, D.C. to see the cherry blossoms, the Japanese cherry blossoms, which, were, as I recall, were all just pink, but they were very beautiful and clustered and nice to watch. Now, as an adult, I had to go up to Belleville, New Jersey, right off the parkway, into a catering hall called Nanina's in the Park. And I was a few minutes early, so I was driving around, and I found that there was a place there called Branch Brook Park, right near Newark, almost in Newark. And in it, so exceeded what I had seen in Washington, D.C., which is famous for the cherry blossoms, the most beautiful cherry blossoms I've ever seen, and so many of them. It's amazing. I don't quite know the story for the cherry blossoms in that location, but I know they came directly from Japan. They are spectacular. So the season is kind of over for that. It's the tail end. You could probably go up and look, and there's some, but spectacular in years to come. Go take a look in Branch Brook Park in Belleville, New Jersey. Bloomfield, Belleville. I think it's Belleville, New Jersey. Near Nanina's in the Park, Branch Brook Park. Gorgeous. So flowering cherry, both in pink and white, because there's different types of flowering cherries, because there's different types of cherries, right? So those are gorgeous. Doing those tall branches, the flowers seem to stay on longer. They don't fall off when you do them. Do them in a great clear glass vase or a colored vase, and that could be really beautiful. The next one on the list is something that I find very temperamental. My whole last week was about yellow, and all the blooms I had in the house last week were yellow, including ones that were loaded to the ground. So forsythia is one of my favorites. I love that shock of yellow forsythia. You can get them very tall. In fact, I found some in Flemington that were very tall, and I put them on my entry table, the foyer, and it brought height very far up into the space. The problem with forsythia is you can't, when you take them out, you have to have a bucket ready. You have to have them in water. You want to cut them on an angle and under the water if you can, and you want to sort of make sure that that water gets up into the stem because they dry out very easily. The good thing about forsythia is you can actually, when you're done with them, you can actually just plant them right in the dirt, and often they will prosper and then grow roots, which is very interesting. So forsythia was one of our favorites. I love yellow and blue together. So I have, at Maven Hill Designs, I have two locations of Maven Hill Designs that are stores. My one location is right here in Ringo's, Flemington area, at 176 Route 20231 in Flemington. I'm inside Flemington Fan and Lighting right when you first enter. I have my beautiful area with accessories and small pieces of furniture. I also have another location in Maplewood, New Jersey, in downtown Maplewood, near the train station, in fact, across from the train station, where I carry a lot of beautiful colored blue glass. So in that case, I used a wonderful indigo blue glass vase and then had the yellow. Yellow and blue always pair together quite beautifully. So in this case, maybe you don't have that kind of height. You could do smaller vases in blue and white or blue and then just cut the branches down a little bit smaller to fit your space. Blue and yellow, forsythia, wonderful together. You can do it in clear glass. Also works well with black. I did some outside as well. I have a black urn. I put some dirt in the pot, and I just sort of stuck them in at my entrance, and it's absolutely beautiful with black as well. The next one is probably one of my favorite ones, and that is quince blossoms. Now, quince blossoms look very different when you're looking at the landscape out there right now. Quince doesn't look as, I don't know, maybe as the same as everything else. It's sort of a salmon color blossom. Often it's on a bush, but you do get long strands of it to use in things. But it also does come in white. Now, I don't have it in my store right now, but I have a wonderful company in California that sent me faux ones that are white quince branches. They are gorgeous. But the quince branch is sort of salmon color, and it's very pretty and very different. You'll notice when it's not a pastel, it's sort of a darker, it's not quite a red, but something that you can really really enjoy and try. The quince blossoms have a wonderful smell, and again, the quince pairs beautifully with blue. Now, in my Flemington store, the Ringo store, I have a nice collection of blue and white ceramic. So if I were to do wonderful quince branches, I'd probably do them in my beautiful blue and white ceramic vases. Maybe a collection of three would be nice, and then the quince branches. Number four on my list is magnolias. Magnolias were magnificent this year. They were probably the best I've ever seen them. And magnolias are most commonly that sort of really dark pink color. Sometimes they're striated with white. But also some of the prettier ones are very, very pale pink. And most rare, the white ones are lovely. Now, when you cut magnolia branches, you really have to cut down to the base and have a long stem, because if you get it in the middle, it's awkward and it flops, and they're very temperamental. You have to make sure that they're really saturated with water, or in 2 days they'll sort of flop and the petals will come off. Nothing prettier than a magnolia branch, but magnolia branches probably have the best. More important than how they look is the smell your house will have with a magnolia branch. Now, I did them in my dining room sideboard large, but with the extra ones, I sort of clustered them and did them in a small vase on my kitchen table. The kitchen table lasted a day. They sort of fell apart. But if you get the whole stem and you have that length and you make sure that they really are getting water by cutting them again on an angle underneath the water, cold water, and changing it, they're going to last you at least a couple of days, and they are spectacular. The next one on my list is something I grew up with, and that's a tulip tree branch. Now, we know tulips as the bulbs, the tubers that you have in all the different colors. There's also something called a tulip tree, which is actually a poplar tree. And growing up outside my room, we had a tulip tree or a poplar tree. And then in May, it would give you sort of a weird blossom, a weird sort of tulip. And it's sort of, it looks like candy corn. It's sort of a yellow and orange and a little bit green on top. It's kind of interesting. I probably appreciate it more now. And they're wonderful to do. And when you put them in water, they last forever. If you go to any poplar or tulip tree, they're in bloom now that we're in early May. You want to cut some of those, cluster them, and they can work out very well. You want to do them in a tall, thin vase, and that can work very, very well. Maybe something that's clear glass and very thin and tall, or maybe something in silver that's very thin and tall, and that would work well in that space. The next one is one I've never heard of before, and I went to my source over at Rutgers Landscape, and those are called Previns. And that is sort of a flowering branch, but the flower is more like a pom-pom. It's not really a flower. It's just sort of a little bit of a fuzz, if you will, in beautiful colors. And clustered together, it's amazing. Now, Previns come in a lot of colors. The most prominent color is hot pink, a very hot pink. They also come in white, apricot, and plum. And they're just sort of, I'm hard to explain what I'm trying to say. They're sort of just like a plume, if you will, but a lot of color together because they're clustered together. The next one is one that I did for a wedding once, and that is flowering dogwoods. Now, in my own home, I have this really wonderful pair of dogwoods that I did not plant myself. two owners back, the first occupants, she was a master gardener. And she planted these dogwood branches, dogwood trees, I should say, that are red when they open up, like a really rich burgundy red. And then they sort of settle on sort of a really rich kind of salmon-y, corally kind of color. They're amazing. You can cut those, some of the fresh branches, and put them in a vase. Unbelievable. They last a long time. No smell, but really different and really gorgeous. They also come in pink, commonly in pink, and then in white. So my favorite of the dogwood branches, and probably the most rare, is the green dogwood. And I did a wedding a couple of years ago, the flowers, and all the flowers were done in green. And we did wonderful hurricane vases, footed hurricane vases, all with green dogwoods. Absolutely beautiful. Interesting. Don't overlook green flowers. Green flowers have their own beautiful look to them. Green and white flowers tend to make you look more at the architecture of the stem and the plant, and they bring visual interest. So I'm working with green and white flowers. I most often try to do a clear vase so you see through to the bottom and you take note of the stem and the other foliage. The next one on the list was apricot blossoms. And we're going to go through the different fruit trees and talk about the blossoms. Often fruit blossoms are white. I love white flowers. And they are often delicate, and they're sort of wiry. So apricot blossoms are actually white. They're a sweet smell. And if you happen to have an apricot tree, which is not really in our zone, the blooms are wonderful. Anything that you have a fruit tree of, unless it's very fragile in the early years, you want to take some of the branches, bring them inside. You'll have a wonderful couple of days of the smell in your house and something beautiful. Now, the next one, I'm going a little bit out of order, is something that I talk about in the fall months, and that is bittersweet. And bittersweet is more of a vine, but they come in long sections. And I love to use them in the fall. They're sort of a berry, if you will, more than a flower, that's an orange color. And when it breaks open like a flower, it's yellow. And the yellow and orange branches, you cluster them together or add them to arrangements. And they're wonderful for fall displays with chrysanthemums or with wonderful maybe terracotta roses. They're quite beautiful. The next one is something that happens in the summer. Buddleia, or the butterfly bush, has become more and more common, especially in Hunterdon County, because the deer don't seem to touch it. It's a honey-like smell, and they typically don't come out until the beginning of July. And you'll have these wonderful blooms, these bushes that give offshoots of huge branches, a light branch, but huge branches of these very big lilac-like purple or white big blooms. And they have a honey scent, and they last until Labor Day. So one of my favorites. It's amazing how they last and how sweet they are. Chinese lanterns. I don't know if you've ever seen Chinese lanterns. They look like they're paper, and they typically bloom in the early fall or the late summer. They're wonderful branches, sort of kind of bare, thin branches, but they have their foliage, their plant is like... It looks like a lantern. It actually is a flower, but it looks like a lantern in orange. The next one is one that I am very surprised at. In my store in Maplewood Village, I looked in February, and I noticed that there was some sort of a branch, a series of branches growing out of the ground in February. And I looked again, and I said, that's cotton. Now, if you've been in wonderful craft stores or decorative stores, you're noticing a lot of cotton wreaths. Or beautiful cotton, faux cotton branches that you would put into maybe a vase, like a black vase or something. But cotton actually grows as branches, and it blooms in the winter, which is kind of interesting. So it blooms in the winter months in February. And in the center median of the village of Maplewood was this cotton plant with long branches with cotton coming out of them like a flower. So talk about something different, especially in if you have a contemporary home. Can you imagine maybe a hammered black cylinder vase full of this beautiful cotton blooms? Something really different and dramatic. The next one is one I've been using for a long time, and that's curly willow. And curly willow doesn't have any flowers on it. It's just a beautiful branch. It's very architectural. It's sort of corkscrewy, and it comes in different colors. It comes in greens and sort of cream colors. And there's a red curly willow as well. And they're wonderful. You can do them in any sort of a vase. And they're great to do in sort of odd rooms in the house, like maybe your bathroom. I was doing a master bath over, and it was more of a masculine gray, browns and grays. And there was a big space between the two mirrors. So I got a wonderful cylinder vase in black, and I filled it with sort of a cream color curly willow. Very natural looking, but brought another level to this room. One of my favorites of all happens to be the next one, and that is lilacs. Lilacs done in both purple or white. But although I will say with lilacs, I really like the purple. You don't have them for a long time. You want to go very long with the stem and put them in a great vase. But the smell of lilac, it's distinctive, and you'll really enjoy that. Peach blossoms. I don't know if everybody had peach trees in your backyard. We did have a peach tree growing up. The blossoms, of course, are white. They're similar to the apricot blossom, of course, but they're quite beautiful. Most people, I think, when they have a fruit tree, don't think that this is something that's decorative, and they don't want to take all of it because the flowers turn into fruit. But take some of the branches when you have a big tree or a mature tree. Put them in a beautiful vessel vase with that's footed on it, and enjoy that inside your house as well. So peach blossoms was very nice. Pepperberry. Pepperberry can come in long branches, if you will, in green, which is my favorite, and red and other shades. Cut them low, put them in a vase, something very pretty, different. Pomegranate. Pomegranates have wonderful branches with beautiful flowers on them. Pomegranate is something different to try. Not really in our zone, but you can ask a florist for pomegranate branches. Pussy willows. In the beginning of March, we had wonderful pussy willows this year. Clip them. If you have them in your yard, clip them. Put them in a great vase, something clear perhaps, maybe metal. So the gray of the pussy willow with maybe something that's tin, galvanized metal pail or bucket full of pussy willows could be something that's very nice to put together. Pyracantha berries. This one goes back to fall as well. Those are a gorgeous orange berry. They also know it as fire thorn, and it does have just that, thorns. But I always like to incorporate at least somewhere in my house where there's an area that I can put maybe behind a mirror. I can put a footed vase, and pick pyracantha berries tall and let them sort of shine in the fall months. Rose hips, sometimes you'll see rose hips, not necessarily knowing what it is. It's sort of a berry, if you will, on a branch. They come in green, they come in red, and they're quite attractive mixed with roses and other things. But in this case, they can actually be just clustered as branches. Snowberry. Now, that's one that I also wasn't familiar with. Again, the same type of thing, visual interest and a wonderful branch. Spirea. Spirea is a bush, if you will, and it's wonderful because deer don't eat it. It's mostly in a light pink, but I recently have come to find it's in white and then sort of a rich purple too. So if I found some, I would certainly plant them in my yard. You can cut them in lengths, especially when they get mature. Again, in that case, I'd probably do a clear glass vase, maybe something footed, which looks nice because they're light. They're not so heavy. Finally on our list was viburnum. Viburnum are amazingly beautiful, come in a lot of different colors. They also have a smell and are wonderful to deal with. All right, we're going to take our first set of commercial messages. I'm going to open my phone lines if anybody has suggestions or things that they tried. They can contact us live. We have about 20 minutes left to go in the show. The phone number to contact our program is 908-237-0410, 908-237-0410. I'm going to take some commercial messages, and we'll be back with much more of our program. Oh, folks, you know what that music is. That's the time for modern design.
This blue thing is a really new trend. A lot of the designers are trying to introduce blue as a new cabinet color.
This is topical for you guys. This is really topical.
And the mother said, well, I'd like her room to be gray. And the little girl said, Mom, gray is the color of depression.
Hi, this is Rich Scuderi of Modern Design. We're on live every Wednesday from 2 to 3, and you're listening on WHCR-DB. Are you looking to get your message in front of a qualified audience through all the noise out there today? Consider taking an advertisement out on Hunterdon Chamber Radio, WHCR, DB, the voice of business. Contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org.
I'm Andy Ross. I'm chairman of the Ambassadors Committee of the Chamber. As members of the Ambassadors Committee, we contact new and renewing members of the Chamber to get their feedback on their Chamber experience and make them feel more at home with the Chamber.
Hunterdon Chamber of Commerce, building business, one business at a time.
And we are back with more of Modern Design. My name is Richard Scuderi. I own Maven Hill Interior Designs in Ringo's and in Maplewood, New Jersey. I have been recently published in Design New Jersey magazine in the February-March issue of a whole house renovation. Maven Hill does kitchens and bathrooms and painting and window treatments and new floors, everything related to your home or commercial space. I've been talking in the past few weeks. One of my projects that I'm most happy with right now is in the Murray Hill Inn in New Providence, New Jersey. Moe's Bistro, which was a formerly Hunterdon County business for many years in Lebanon on Route 22 West, had an opportunity to move a little bit further north in the Berkeley Heights area in New Providence. And Moe's Bistro is 535 Central Avenue in New Providence. It's inside the Murray Hill Inn Hotel and Suites. And that business is a wonderful bar, but they just received a liquor license. And I was fortunate enough to be the one chosen to put a bar within a restaurant space, an existing restaurant space. And they sort of gave me carte blanche to create something. Initially, what we tried to do is design a bar, something a little bit more on the contemporary side. But the more I took a look at the building, the age of it, the layout of the restaurant and so on, I felt that I wanted something vintage. So what I did do is I did some research and I found a resource out in Western Pennsylvania that all they do is collect bars. Any grand hotel in Europe, in the major cities in the U.S., when a hotel is being torn down or just, you know, a bar, a building is being torn down, they salvage these beautiful wood bars. And we went out to Western Pennsylvania and I found a gorgeous solid walnut bar that we retrofitted and repurposed and created out of an empty area in this restaurant, a void, if you will, a gorgeous 17-foot bar with a beautiful bar back, wonderful lighting, pendants, gorgeous stools, and it sort of changed the look of the entire restaurant. I'm going to have them on, the owners of Moe's Bistro, on in a couple of weeks, both here in studio at Modern Design and on my new television show, which, by the way, premiered this week, Designed for the Times on the Comcast channel. If you'd like to watch my new television show, it is on both the Comcast channel and Verizon Fios in parts of Hunterdon, all of Mercer County, a little bit of Somerset County, and in the Princeton area. If you go to channel 30 or 45 on your where your local station is, you will catch that. Each program that I do runs four times, and I'm going to be able to include going forward on the station here when it's running, and you can take a look at our program. We have wonderful things going on. That's a project that I'm doing that's very lovely. One of the reasons I decided to make this program about Blooms is when we redid the bar, and it just sort of lended itself to make some changes. So we changed the entire restaurant color, which was a brilliant orange, to a wonderful gray tone, and we went with gray, black, and white. And I have these wonderful, three wonderful deep windows with lots of height that I could do something with. And I said, let's go all white branches. And I found these wonderful 3-foot containers that were hammered a metal, black metal. And I did one of each as a silhouette, which is in the back of the bar, and they're backlit, so they're wonderful. And I filled them with these gorgeous white cherry blossoms, as many as I can fit in to each one, sort of a canopy of them, and the blooms. And that sort of got me on the thought of decorating with branches, both live branches and artificial branches. Artificial branches can be beautiful. in both my stores, but particularly in my Maplewood store. I carry, again, from this company in California, the most realistic florals that you can possibly imagine. Succulents, which are very popular right now, individual or arrangements, and beautiful branches seasonally in my store, and you cannot tell. I have gorgeous white quince branches where the stems are so realistic, people touch them to see if they're real. Cherry blossoms, pear blossoms, apple blossoms, that you really can't tell the difference, and you can keep them out. They don't have to be just for the spring. There could be something that you do all year long. So in this case, the branches were transformative. Flowers would have never given the impact that a branch does. So, you have to get a quality branch. You have to go with somebody that's really good. If you have some of these, you see some of these inexpensive branches at the local floral shops, and they just don't look like anything, like terrible. They're polyester. They shine. But if you get a quality company to do a branch, you're not going to be able to tell the difference. I have quince branches that you look like you would, get a thorn in your thumb by taking a look at them. So quality branches are very acceptable for them being faux. Put them in a wonderful vase. People are not going to know the difference. All right, I'm going to take another set of commercial messages. We're a little off today with the timing because of the start. Well, a lot more to talk about with blooms and particularly doing gorgeous branches right after these commercial messages.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
This is Tony Clark, para-planner at Patton Heidi & Associates. Americans believe they should be in charge of their own future, how they will live tomorrow. Since 1894, Ameriprise Financial has worked for their clients' futures, helping millions of Americans retire on their terms, when they want, where they want, doing what they want. Today, Patton Heidi & Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., remains true to the vision of always putting clients first. We are ready to help you put a confident retirement more within reach. Put the strength of a leader in retirement planning to work for you through a personal one-to-one relationship. Patton Heidi & Associates will work with you to develop a plan to help you pursue your retirement goals. Call today at 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor, Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA and SIPC.
Advancing Hunterdon is an ever-sharp focus on the growth and prosperity of Hunterdon County's businesses. Advancing Hunterdon engages businesses within and throughout the county that are responsive to a call to action as the next chapter in business success. If your business and organization wants to get engaged, contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. Advancing Hunterdon, a roadmap for economic growth for the business community of Hunterdon.
And we are back with more of Modern Design. I just wanted to announce that I am going to be speaking. Last year in May, I wrote a book, my first book, and it's called The Lonely Boy. I was interviewed on some of the different shows here on WHCRDB in Flemington. And the book is about overcoming depression and anxiety disorder. It's been very well received, and I've been on a book tour with Barnes & Noble. But I'm very lucky to be pairing up with another wonderful person on the station, and that's Ruth Altamira Roll. She's doing a She's doing a wonderful mental health seminar, an all-day seminar at Mariah Media, which is 522 Manners Road in Ringo's, New Jersey, right here in the Flemington area. And I am going, my part is I'm going to be speaking on surviving anxiety and depression. I'll be taking questions. It'll be interactive from the panel. And also giving, from my own experience from childhood until today, coping skills, things that you can do, things that you can try, things that related to nutrition, things that are related to exercise, just little tips on surviving it. It's an open conversation in a safe environment. And if you'd like to join us, tickets are very reasonable. And you can get in touch with me at 908 904-0770, 908-884-0770. If you'd like to buy my book, they will be there. I'll be doing a book signing. Please come see us at Mariah Media. That is 522 Manners Road in Ringo's, New Jersey. For more information and for tickets, 908-884-0770. Okay, with the remaining minutes that we have, that'll be about 8 minutes left in the show, I want to talk about the last part. Branches are all about beauty, about color, and about sort of style. So we talked about the natural branches. I gave you a list of the many, many 25 different type of branches in nature that may not cost you anything, like those gorgeous dogwoods, the wild dogwoods in green, unusual branches, and normal branches like forsythia and pussy willows and so on. You're going to cut them as long as you possibly can cut them. You're going to cut them on an angle so they take water, and you're going to frequently recut them once every day with new fresh water. What could be better? Often a lot of scent. In our second segment, we talked about using faux branches, quality faux branches, wonderful things like white quince, and beautiful branches, cherry blossoms, pear blossoms that you can use. Make sure that the stems are as interesting as the flowers themselves. Make sure they're a little bit irregular looking so they duplicate nature. Very easy to do. They last a season. Once you buy them, you have them forever. You don't necessarily have to do them just for spring. They're lovely. Use them all year round. I specifically love white, but that's my personal taste. You can do any color. Just make sure they don't have a shine, they're not very polyestery, and that the stems are as important as the flower. Now, in the last part of our show today, talking about branching out, we're going to talk about containers. And containers are like the shoes of an outfit. You can have a terrific outfit, but you can really mess it up if you don't have the right shoes. So I want to talk a little bit about some of the containers that I use for branches in particular, which are kind of different than just natural vases for short flowers. Now, when it comes to flowers, it's kind of funny. If I get long-stemmed roses or long-stemmed tulips, the first thing that I do is I cut them. And when I have flowers, I like one type of flower, all in the same color for the most part. And what I like to do is cut them down, and then I use a glass container, nothing like the traditional with a neck on it, but a low glass container, square, I'm using a lot lately, or round, and then I cluster these flowers together in one color and make a statement. What's nice about that is you can put them on an end table, you can put them on a dining room table, and you can see over them. Branches are wonderful for spaces that sort of back up to a mirror or are perched. You wouldn't necessarily want branches in the center of the table because you couldn't see through something. So there's differences for each, and I love to pair low-cut flowers with branches. Nice way to go with that. But containers make all the difference. Those long-stemmed tulips I had that were sort of a really rich salmon color, I cut down low last week, and then I paired them with other types of white branches, and the containers worked, the different color containers worked with the two different color flowers. So it's bringing it all together. So let's talk about some containers and containers that I really like specifically for branches. Number one, I love footed vases. And a footed vase has a wide round base. I guess it could have a square base, but a wide round base like a cake stand. And then you have the vase. You want your vases for branches to be tall and relatively slender because you don't want the branches to go from side to side. You want them to be fixed in the space. So a footed glass vessel is one of the best things that you can do for branches, because not only is it supported by its base, which is wide, you're going to get the look of the branch from the bottom of the vessel all the way up and then out where the blooms are. You want to keep in mind, if you use a clear glass vessel vase that's footed, you have to take some care to what's on the branch. So you want to prune that branch. You want to get rid of anything that's dead. You want to get rid of all the foliage underwater. When you have a branch and it has flowers on it or it has leaves on it underwater, they begin to rot right away, and you'll find that the water will start to have an odor to it and they won't last very long. Anything underwater needs to be clear with nothing on it. The bloom should only be above the water. So a very important tip with that. Footed vases in clear glass are my favorite. Footed vases in colored glass are amazing. And my rule of thumb is you want to pick a colored vase based upon what the flower is. Now, for me personally, I love white flowers, and I particularly love white branches. So when you have white branches, I don't mean white branches, white flowers on branches, you're able to do a variety, a myriad of colors that go with it. I particularly like the rich cobalt blue glass. So if you have a footed glass vase, fill it with white cherry blossoms. Amazing, gorgeous. Pink blossoms too, amazing, look terrific. So I like the cobalt blue glass. Red glass, which you don't see as often, but red glass is absolutely stunning, especially with white blooms. So maybe you have peach blossoms that are white, gorgeous, even things that are a little bit more modern. Maybe you have cotton blossoms, put them in a red glass vase. The vase and then the neutrality of the white works so beautifully together. Green, citrus green or bottle green, gorgeous colors with white blossoms. Colored glass and white blossoms work perfectly together. Now, one of my favorite combinations with the blue glass happens to be forsythia, the yellow and the blue, natural synergy. But also, corals and pinks are gorgeous with blue. So if I was going to do quince branches that are that salmon color, definitely my container would be a colored glass container. Footed if possible, but if not footed, a cylinder vase. The next type of vase I like for branches is definitely a cylinder, either a round cylinder that comes up quite a ways or a square cylinder or a rectangular cylinder that comes up. And then I like to stack the branches very close together, and because you're going to see the branches. And it's architectural and it's absolutely lovely to do it that way. You can do colored, you can do clear, depending upon what the bases look like. Another thing you can do that's a trick with branches, if your branches themselves don't look that great on the bottom, you can take a hosta leaf and you can wrap, if you have a clear vase, you can wrap the hosta leaf around the branches and then just have them only come out on top with the blossoms. So that works very well. Metal is a good container for beautiful branches. You can do a hammered metal in a black or a silver. You can do something that's in nickel. These days, I love to do galvanized metal buckets, if you will, because I love the industrial look that's in right now. And the ones that I have right now in my store actually have chalkboard on the front. So you could write a saying, you could write what it is, and you can do them in succession. So three gorgeous galvanized buckets that are cylindrical. Fill them with maybe three different kinds of branches. Maybe do a forsythia, maybe do a beautiful cherry blossom branch, and then do maybe, let's do three different types. But the container is all the same, the galvanized metal, and then you could put the names on each on the chalkboard in the front. Amazing, great way to do things. Well, our hour went up pretty quickly. Didn't think I'd have a whole hour on branches. Branches are gorgeous. We're on the tail end of some of the branches now because it's getting very hot. In your yard, go pick, not your neighbor's yard, but your yard, go pick some branches. Have those shears with you and enjoy them inside and out. I have a wonderful guest next week. She is the owner of Sage right here in town. Wonderful, very stylish boutique. And we're going to talk about decorating and accessories and all wonderful things and things that she's seen in market. And she'll be with us next week here on Modern Design. Thank you for tuning into the show and watching it. And we look forward to seeing you next Wednesday here, 2 o'clock Eastern Standard Time. Thank you, everybody. Get outside. It's nice and warm out. Bye-bye.
USA Radio News.
Today at the State Department, President Donald Trump swore in new Secretary of State Mike Pompeo. Mike Pence was also in attendance. Let's take a listen to some of the words President Trump said about the new Secretary of State.
Mike has also earned my deepest respect and admiration and trust, and you'll see why over the coming years, probably over the coming months. I have absolute confidence that he will do an incredible job as the nation's 70th Secretary of State. As Mike travels the world, he will carry out the greatest mission and highest duty of the State Department, to represent the interests of the American people.
We're hearing at least two people died as a massive military transport plane crashed on a highway near Savannah, Georgia. The large C-130 Hercules military airplane crashed earlier today, and large black smoke clouds could be seen from miles away. This is USA Radio News.
Okay, so the big question for any decision you're going to make, is this actually going to work? Well, if you've heard about MediShare, which is a brilliant way of sharing healthcare costs, you may have wondered that. Does it work? Well, so did Dr. Stuart Hoover, who initially joined to save a lot of money. The typical family saves about $500 a month. Stuart saved even more.
When we first joined MediShare, we were immediately going from a little over $1,600 a month down to $460 basically a month.
So that's wonderful. But then his wife needed emergency surgery and the bills added up to $160,000.
So we were seeing the bills coming in and then the bills were being paid. Portions were being shared. And the end result of this is this bill was taken care of.
Yes, MediShare works. And it's so easy to get your questions answered too. So why not? You can call right now. 833-39-BIBLE. That's 833-39-BIBLE. 833-39-BIBLE.
Today, Mike Pompeo was sworn in as Secretary of State. Former Secretary of State Condoleezza Rice shares her opinion on Pompeo.
Well, first of all, it's an exciting day for him.